We turn to Kina Tezayin. Kina Tezayin is a very specific Kina. It refers to one specific incident. And at first glance, it's a little hard to understand why a Kina was made just for this incident. Titus, in the Churban Bayis Sheni, Zechara she'asa tzar bifnim, Titus came, went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, approached the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shalav Charba Yubal Lefnai V'Lefnim, he took out his sword, Nachlaseinu B'yeis Kitim Eilechem Aponim, and Jews were watching, and they see that he goes in, he defiled the Lechem Aponim, which was in the Hechel, V'gideh Pareches Ba'ala Shtei Ponim, and he stuck a sword through the pareches bala shtei ponim, the pareches which was had a design on each side. Now, the significance of this has to be understood. During the Bayis Sheni specifically, we know there were many kainim gedolim who died when they entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. It became the practice that when a kain gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would tie a rope around his ankle, so that if he died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he could be pulled out without others having to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this was something that was known. The Ema, the Yira of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was known to all. And here, Titus goes in, cuts apart the Pareches, and as the Kina mentions, is Mizane at the Makim Ha'arin on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And nothing happens to him. The Aviseinu Zora Kichnisu Bachurav Ochla Eish. Aviseinu, in the times of the previous generations, Zora, there was a Eish Zora that came, Kichnisu Bachurav Ochla Eish. When Dadav and Avihu tried to bring in a foreign fire, they were destroyed. Vizer Sainat Saya Hichnis. And he went in and wasn't destroyed. So this is the exclamation of the people who understood that once the Shechina wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't what it had been. It's always striking. You would think that Titus goes in, pierces the Pareches with a sword, and Chazal tell us that blood came forth, that the Pareches gave forth dam, blood. Choshav, it says he had this machshava, that he killed Kaviyachal, he killed the God of the Jews. And you would think that if someone would stick a sword into a Pareches, the blood would come forth, they would run to do tshuva. Gemara mentions in Bar Kamsa, there was one such general, he shot arrows in all directions, and they all fell towards Yerushalayim. And he understood it was a sign from heaven to go destroy Yerushalayim. He said to the Rabbi Nishalayim, you want to punish your children, and I should be the Russia that does it? And he fled. Not Titus. It's interesting, we find in Mishnayis that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was described Kamayon HaMizgaber, the greatest Mechadesh Chidushim, the greatest mind among all the Talmidim. And when it comes to the Midas, Ashiyavar by Adam, the Midas that the primary Mida a person should choose, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach who says Lev Tov. A person has to have a good heart. You have the person with the greatest mind of the generation, and he says Lev Tov. Rabbi Avigdor Miller once said, "V'yadata hayayim v'shevaisa el levavecha." Whatever your mind tells you is worthless, unless hashevaisa el levavecha, unless you take what you see and what you understand, and you apply it to life, you turn it to your heart. You have a leif toiv. I mean, think about it. Terach is Eved Avodah Zarah, and his son goes and does his destruction of the Avodah Zarah, and Terah comes in, and he says to Avra, little Avra, what are you doing? He says, the big Avodah Zarah destroyed the little ones. And Terach says, what are you, silly? It's a clay statue. It can't destroy the rest of them. And Terach doesn't change. He's the same person. He says it. He's the same person. He reports it his son to the Nimrod police. They're going to throw him into a Kishon Shalesh. He sees it. He says it. And life just goes on. It continues. It continues as if nothing had happened. How could it be that people see things? Things that should shake them up? Things that should give them an intelligent understanding of a world that we're in? And life just goes on. Life just continues. You think about Lavan and Yaakov. He has Lavan. He's got this son-in-law Yaakov. He knew a little about him, that he's a good person. He says, Nokfalai Scharcha. So give whatever schar you want. So Yaakov says, I want striped sheep. All the striped sheep that'll be born. So Lavan takes the rest of his striped sheep and moves them 3 days travel. He ships them to Ohio. And he's no striped sheep. And suddenly they all have striped sheep. All they'll give birth to striped sheep. So he tells Yaakov, you know, striped sheep is not a good deal. Let's do sheep that have dots on them. Nekudim. Yaakov says, fine. Bang. They all give birth to Nekudim. You would think that Lavan would be shaken. He'd be shaken. He runs after Yaakov. He says, "Kol ha'shalcha, whatever you have is mine." Habonis penaisai atzayin tzayini. It doesn't affect him. We read it every year, but it's a pella. It's a plea. You have a son-in-law. He does a magic trick like this right in front of you. All the sheep, we go through the sheep, the psukim are very hard, very confusing, but, you know, like nothing. But it doesn't affect him. You see things, you sense things, even in your head you know, but you just go on with life. You go on with life as if nothing happened. That's titais. The titais coming into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, rather than being moved, he continues. Rather than being shaken, he continues. And who is shaken? Those who are watching. All those who are watching what took place. It was those outside that were shaken. Zakenim nivasu kirshu mishachakim. Zakenim was shaken when they saw what permission he had been given from heaven. Asayis ritzainai. The Titus could do what he wants, the who, and Kaviyachal, the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Osur Bazikin, as if he's shackled in chains. So this is the capital about this one Maisa of Titus, but at the end, it switches to a second topic. It mentions, at the end of the story of Titus, it mentions the Kaisal HaMaravi. How do I describe it? In the capital, that's Ois Tzadik. Atzad Maravi, Lezecher Hisrid Bay. The idea that on the western side of the Beis Hamikdash, lezecher hisrid bay, there was a zecher that remained. The end talks about the Yeladim, the 400 Yeladim on the boat who gave up their lives rather than to be brought to Rome to be used for different types of aveiris. Yeladim b'shem b'em kol mu'um misham lahafnais. It's taught by Yitz Kuf. The last four stanzas talk about this tragedy, which we learned in the Gemara in Gittin, about the children in the boat who together decided to rather give their lives, jump into the sea, rather than to be taken to Rome. And the capital ends, Ubaskal Nishma Ura Lama Sishan. Ubaskal is called to heaven. Ura, in heaven, wake up, Lama Sishan, why do you appear to be asleep? So Tezayin refers first to the story of Titais, and then to the 400 Yeladim.